The Highwaymen with City of New Orleans. And that was actually recorded live at Farm Aid in 1993. Now, our Americas correspondent, Michelle Winner, is just back from New Orleans, and she filed this report today.
A short walk, Uber or streetcar ride from the frenetic French Quarter, you'll find an oasis of flavor at Margie's Grill. Owned by two effervescent personalities with the food cred to back up their effervescent personalities, you'll experience a melange of Asian-inspired dishes in a cute cottage home turned into a restaurant with a lovely deck out back. The entire outside is dominated by the wood smoker. Caitlin Carney, one half of this duo, spent her childhood in Paris. Marcus Jacobs did a stint at Zuni Cafe in San Francisco in the kitchen. Then he lived in Japan and worked on farms there, also learning about Japanese home cooking. The couple met at work at the famous New Orleans restaurant Herb Saint, and then they took off to explore Southeast Asia. Fast forward to Margie's Grill, which they created in 2016, inspired by Asian street food. Featured in Food and Wine, the New York Times, and awarded one of NOLA's 5 Best New Restaurants for 2017 by New Orleans paper The Times-Picayune, which certainly has many restaurants to choose from, they haven't looked back. Here, we meet this inventive and creative pair offering fire cooking techniques and seasonal ingredients sourced from local farms in their gem of this casual restaurant, Caitlin and Marcus at Hi, we're at Margie's Grill in NOLA, and I'm speaking with Caitlin Carney, and where are we in relationship to downtown?
We're actually very close. We're towards mid-city, but probably a four-minute Uber ride, I'd say.
Well, welcome to the Travel Writers Radio. I love how you put that. So you could walk if it wasn't blazing hot sun out there.
You can walk. You can take the streetcar.
There you go. The streetcar. And what stop? Do you know?
So we're right at Canal and Broad Street. So you just take the Canal line away from the city center.
It's perfect. And tell us what Margie's Grill excels at and a little bit about your cuisine.
So we are a grill for a reason. We slow cook and short grill local meats and vegetables and seafoods. So those are probably the highlights on the menu, although we do different salads and fried food as well.
When I walked in here, the aromas, I mean, it's... You have to tell the name of your partners. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Marcus.
And I asked him, well, what would you call your cuisine? And he said, what did you say? A Southwestern?
We call it Southeast Asian Southern food.
Yeah. And then he said, it's hickory smoke and fish sauce.
Exactly.
And that's kind of was it.
Yeah. A match made in heaven.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. God, it smells so good in here. I can't wait to eat. But tell us a little bit about your menu items so the listeners can see your creativity.
Well, it's hyper-seasonal. Everything is, like, super locally sourced, so that's kind of where the Southern inspiration begins. So we just have lots of vegetables that are grilled, lots of different cuts of meat. We kind of tend to use more obscure cuts from the cow and the pig because we try and stay affordable while still using supreme meat. So we have pig knuckles, we have pork shoulder, we're doing tri-tips. So these are all things that you don't normally see. So
no. And how did you, and where, did you learn to cook? Where did you travel the world and come back with this idea?
So Marcus and I met at Herb Saint, which is Donald Lake's flagship restaurant. He was in the kitchen there, so that's where his New Orleans experience lies. And then we did travel through Laos and Thailand and Vietnam to sort of solidify our inspiration.
That's sort of that pock vibe.
Yes, definitely a lot of street food inspired things. Most of the stuff on the streets out there is grilled over fire, and that's what we do.
Fire. So tell us tell the listeners what a meat three is, and then tell us a little bit how the dinner menu differs.
Okay, well, meat and three is a lunch plate. You get your protein, you get your sides. It's something that we also found in Vietnam. They have these carts on the street where you get basically a meat and three. So we were like, well, that's genius. And then you can have a nice balanced lunch. And then at dinner, we do more of just like a big family style type meal. So you just pick a lot of different things. They all come a la carte. So lunch is fast paced. We're kind of in a commercial zone over here. And then dinner is a lot more drinking and fun and hanging out. So
your city is known for hanging out.
Yes, we love to hang out.
And you're, you know, I came running in from a swamp tour. I mean, who has that kind of an excuse for being late? But we did. And you're just like, well, yeah, you know. And I noticed that's just, it's the most wonderful, enviable place to be when you're running a business and it works for you.
It's
very hospitable.
Well, that's something that we learned in the South. I'm from up north in San Marcos, but one of the things that I love about the South is that everybody's friendly and everybody is ready to have a conversation if, you know, they want to. There's never not enough time in the day for saying, hi, how are you?
Got that.
You know?
Ready to have a conversation. Oh, now wait, we're going to walk this over to Marcus. It's a portable interview.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi. How you doing?
What are you doing over there? What are you making?
Some tomato salad. Your tomato salad.
Okay, my tomato salad. I've got my head stuck through an order window in this cool, cool little kitchen that's hot. And he's the partner of Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's responsible for getting everything out the door.
Yeah.
And I'm in his way, probably.
You're
Tell
fine.
Us a little bit more. I thought that your comment was so funny about the hickory smoke and fish sauce.
Yeah, charcoal and fish sauce.
There
Those
you
are
go.
The two main smells when you come in here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And definitely.
So, do you have a take on what your cuisine is?
We try to just make it really simple and delicious, season things with Vietnamese, Thai, Lao flavors, but really like try to respect Southern cuisine and Southern ingredients while we do it.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go because we're in the way here. We'll go back to Caitlin and circle back. Thank you so much. And the food looks great.
That's your food coming right up.
I'm loving that. Any last words before you feed the rest of the restaurant in here? Get me out of your way.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, most our audience is U.S., but also this one on the Trouble Writers radio show broadcasts in Melbourne. So anything
Oh, nice.
You could say to those Australians?
Come on down.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah. Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Well, that was Michelle Winner there, and she was speaking with the people from Margie's Grill, which is a well-known haunt in New Orleans. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.